That's good news. That we love to praise his name. It is he who has blessed us to come together today to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I want to encourage those of you who are not members of the Church of Christ to take the time to study your Bible, because eternity is too hot, is too long, and hell is too hot. To have to stay there, alive, forever. We are forever creatures. If we are not forever creatures, how could there possibly be a resurrection? As we read about in the book of Revelation. How could there be a judgment with all of us there if we didn't live forever? And why would there be anything in this book about a place called heaven and a place called hell? And God has left it up to each individual to make his or her choice. He's giving us the information very clearly and succinctly as to what he requires of all those that he will say at the final roundup of human affairs, "Well done, a good and faithful servant." Good and faithful servant. Faithful means I was always endeavoring to do the will of God, not just on Sunday morning, but always manifesting my love for him. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that he is so loving that he gave his only begotten Son just for us while we were yet in our sin? He gave his Son for us, that we might be saved, but also as an example for us to follow. Sometimes individuals get upset at the moment, in a quick moment, at some other brother or sister in the Lord, and they can make their decision, not talking to her, not talking to him anymore. We're going to be in that judgment at the book of Revelation talks about. And we're going to be judged based upon the lifestyle. What we did, how we did it. Giving an account to God of all that we did as human beings on planet Earth. But things that will never fail us is that which we, if we did it and it was wrong and we asked forgiveness in a biblical way, that won't face us at the judgment. We've lived according to his will. What we will hear at the final roundup of human affairs, we will hear the Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Revelation chapter 20, it's in your Bible. Revelation chapter 20. It's in your Bible. For the sake of time, let us start reading verse 11. The writer says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them." Couldn't hide. Read Revelation chapter 12. You'll find that out also. "And I saw the dead, small and great, and behold, and before God, and the books were open, and another book," singular, "another book was open, which is the book of life." So God's book is going to be open, and each and every one of us, our book will be open. God's book, my book. God's book, your book. God's book, your book. They must coincide, or we're in trouble. Verse 13. "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were" what? "They were judged. They were judged, every man, based upon my works." That's not what the Bible says, is it? We're going to be judged according to our works. I have time for the Lord on Sunday morning, but I don't have time for him on Sunday evening. I have some other things that's more important than worshiping him. Your choice. "Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is called the second death." Now notice, 15. Whosoever, you may have been a big shadow on planet Earth, but the text says, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Was cast into the lake of fire. "And I saw the new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away," where we had so much time to do it right. "And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Ain't that good news? That's good news, sure enough, y'all. That's not where we are this morning. Because our text this morning is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. For those of you taking notes, you also can add 1 Chronicles chapter 28. And the verses are 1 through 10 and verse 28. "Be strong and of good courage." Be strong and of good courage. That means don't quit. If you're walking with the Lord, don't quit till you finish. Don't quit until you finish. As you look at your life, and as you look at the life of the church, where you worship or where you fellowship, do you see yourself and your fellow brothers and sisters wandering in the wilderness or conquering in the promised land? In the wilderness, the Jews were complainers, constant complainers. But in Canaan, they were a conquering people, kept by their Lord and Savior. In the wilderness, Israel, in the wilderness, before they went to the promised land, they kept looking at the negatives in their life, the challenges that they face. They kept looking back. Before, I didn't have all these problems. Yearning for what they had in Egypt. But they forgot. They forgot the challenges that they faced because they were slaves there. But in the promised land, God had prepared it for his children. They were conquering their enemy, claiming the blessings that God had waiting for them all along. Even when they were suffering in the wilderness, God already had a place prepared for them. Does that not manifest to some degree our situation? We're in the wilderness now, on our way to the promised land, in glory land. This morning, as we look at the spiritual map of our personal life, where would you say you're living? Are you living in the wilderness, or are you in the promised land? In the wilderness, are looking toward conquering Canaan. Are you always looking at the negatives? Or do you understand that you're on promised land? In the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the only church that was purchased with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't be a wilderness wanderer, but a Canaan conqueror. In this audience of our God, let us this morning sincerely really meditate upon who we are and whose we are. Who we are and whose we are. Let us recommit. Let us resolve to finish the house that God has brought us to. On this planet Earth, where he wants to have as his footstool. God is entrusting us to get it right. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be, not might be, could be, possibility, will be, shall be saved. Serve, let us resolve. Make up our minds that I'm God's child, serving him, living for him on planet Earth. His son is not coming back to do that. He has given me the glorious and the blessed, precious honor of being his representative, his adopted child on planet Earth. Let us understand what God has done by so doing. In the book of Joshua chapter 1, Moses, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. He wandered through the wilderness. Now therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan River. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land, which I do what? Give them. Which I give them, even to the children of, who are the children of Israel, or even to the children of Israel. Every place, this is God saying, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread on, I've given it to you. No matter what you find there, I've given it to you. Go take the land. Was the land inhabited? Of course it was. But God said, go take it. Just as I said to Moses. Be strong, verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law that Moses told you to do. In other words, be faithful. Servants, turn not from what I've commanded you to do. Live the life that I've given you. Sandy Lane, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thy goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. It is not we who have brought us here. It is our Lord God who has brought us to this place. Just like he brought the children of Israel to the shoreline of the river, and all they had to do was go across the river and start taking the land. He's brought us here. So let's take the land. What do you mean take the land? Let's finish the building. Now you notice I used the word that started with an F. Finish the building. Finish the building and fill the building by the grace of God. He didn't bring us here for naught. He didn't bring us here just to look at pretty stuff. He brought us here because there are souls in this city yet unsaved. Let us observe to do according to all that he has commanded. Of all that it takes, let us have the mindset, come what may, I'm working diligently in the will and in the way of the Lord. And he says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Have not I commanded you to be strong? Have not I commanded you to be of good courage? Have not I commanded you not to be afraid? Neither be dismayed. Is what the Bible says, neither be discouraged. I've brought you to this point in your life. You are still here. There are some who have walked away, but you are still here. Be of good courage. I am the Lord God. Wherever you go. And amen. Amen and amen. Is that good news, church? Moses sent two men across the river to do some espionage work, to look at the land and bring back a report. You remember that? They passed over, came to Joshua, the son of Nun, told him all things that befell them. Verse 24. And they said unto Joshua, truly the Lord hath delivered unto us in our hands all the land, for even all the people that live over there, your Bible says inhabitants of the land, do fail because of us. In other words, they are scared of us. They have heard about us. They have heard about the battles that we had over here in the wilderness, and how we conquered two great kings out here. The new land was theirs to take, but they must cross Jordan. We must believe that the Lord is with us, because we could not have done what we have already done without his help. It was necessary for them to move forward by faith based upon God's promise. God says, I will be with you as I was with Moses. Don't fear. Our God cannot lie. So faith should take over. Rule our hearts with a committed faith. Not in me, not in us, But faith in our Lord God and Savior, all we need is faith. Because what God had done, because of what God has done, and because of what God is still doing, blessing us to have, you know, that kind of, I think they have some cookware called the Everwear. Never supposed to wear out. That's the kind of faith that God has given us. Everwhere, faith. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee. This is what God said to the children of Israel. All the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. So just because we move from here to there, it was God who brought us here and blessed us. Now he says it's time for you to go further. Don't lose what we already, I don't know if this is proper English teachers, but don't lose what we already got. Hold to God. We sing the song and we sing it loud and we sing it clear. Hold to God's unchanging hand. He's the same today as he was yesterday. He can do as much today as he did over yonder yesterday. Listen, God doesn't grow old. He's forever. So now what? You don't have a name. We don't have a name other than that. Forever. Unending. He's not dead. Moses sent two men over there to do some espionage work. They came back, said, so the two men returned and descended from the mountain, and Moses over and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all the things that befell them. And they said, in verse 24, said unto Joshua, truly the Lord hath delivered into our hand. Woo-hoo! Ain't that good news? The Lord hath delivered into our hand all the land. For even all the inhabitants, everybody that we came in contact with over there, was scared of us. Because they heard what God, how God blessed us in the wilderness to conquer those two great kings. The new land was theirs to have, but what's the but? They couldn't do it over here. They got to cross Jordan. You got to cross Jordan. You got to get up and go to work. Mm-hmm. Keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty. Don't quit. Be strong. Be of a good courage. Observe to do what God wants done. Be faithful. God has promised us to be with us always, even to the end of the world. That's us. Just as with them. Hebrews chapter 13. Look at it, verse 5. Let your conversation be what? Let your conversation be without covetousness. Let your conversation be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, and I will never forsake you. I'll never leave you, and where I take you, I'll never leave you hanging. Where I take you, I'll never leave you hanging. That's in 21st century, Richmond, Virginia. So that we may boldly say, verse 6, the Lord is our helper. The Lord is our helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We must understand who we are, but more importantly, whose we are. Will not fear what man shall do unto me. We must trust God. We must be strong and of good courage. Thank God for you. Observe to do according to all his commandments. It is critical, absolutely critical, that we remember how God has already blessed us. what He has already done, by His marvelous love and grace, He can do it again. We are here this day because God has been with us. You are here, I'm here. His presence indicates by what we see. It's indicated by what we see. The promise God made to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5 is for us also. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5. And the words David spoke with his son Solomon, they're with us. Your Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 20, and David said to Solomon, his son, be strong. That's who we are. Never to fear. Need not be anxious. Be strong and of good courage. And do it. Fear not. Don't even think about quitting. Nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished. Until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. That's in your Bible. Isn't that good news? For those of you who are still awake, these are the promises Peter is referring to us. In Hebrews, take your time and read it at your leisure. Just take the name. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Isn't that good news? Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hello? You know what to say? Who's helping us? The Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man can do, or I won't fear whatever the future brings, because the Lord is with us collectively and individually, because the us includes us. Let us finish what we have been blessed to begin. Let us be strong and of good courage, and doing it without fear. Doing it never to be dismayed. Why? For the Lord God is with us, even our God. He will never leave us, and He will never forsake us till we have finished all the work at His, all the work. My notes say, for His footstool. Isn't that good news? For His footstool, His service, and His work. So let us march bravely, boldly into the future with the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing upon our back, pushing us forward toward the vision for tomorrow. Assured, I say, church, that the Lord is our helper. And the Lord will never leave us, nor let us down. As we face the challenges that God allows, God will give us the encouragement, the strength, and the determination to keep moving forward in His cause. So I say to you this morning, come on, church. Let us continue marching for the Master. And if you are here in this audience, and not on board. Get on board. Get on board. Making our God your God. Making our helper your helper. Build his footstool and a place for him to put his name. Giving us a grand opportunity in helping God fulfill his desire for this geographical area. Get on board. Well, how do I get a ticket? I'm glad you asked. The love story of God, the greatest story ever told. Believe in him with all of your heart that he is God Almighty. Amen. Repent of your sins. Sorrowful for the sinful things that I've done that displease God. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And then be buried in water baptism. Listen to this. For the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. Isn't that wonderful? And God will adopt you. He will add you to his spiritual family as his son or daughter. Praise his holy name. As I share this information, we know that Jesus came, bled and died, crucified on a cross. You know who he had committed no sin. You know why he did that? Do you know for whom he did that? His Father sent him. He wanted to please his Father. That's an example for us. Obey the gospel. God as our spiritual Father. And let us have the resolve to live a life that pleases our Heavenly Father. Because his reward for his faithful children is everlasting. Out of this world. Everlasting. His son came because his father wanted him to come. His son stayed for 30 and 3 years for us, enduring the pain of an agonizing death. Physically and spiritually, if you're talking about the wording, the things that he heard and saw, to please his Father. We can please his Father by acting like the Son. God sent his Son for us. Where are you this morning? Are you in the Lord's church? Are you just in a church? Are you in the Lord's church? The one, Jesus didn't die. Because the Bible is also talks about the church as being the bride of Christ. So that's one wife. One wife. One church. Satan realizes long, long ago, I can't stop it. I can't stop it. But I can try to do the best I can to keep people from believing in what his message is. I'll have so many messages for them, they won't know which way to turn their head unless they study. That's why we have so many churches. The devil trying to defraud and cause human beings not to know the one church. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Not two. One. Thank God bless me to hear it, and thank God bless you to hear it. Believe it, receive it, and obey it. There may be some individuals in this audience this morning. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. The only church that you read about in the Bible is the Church of Christ. Jesus is coming back for those who are yet alive in faithful in the Lord's church. Why would you support? Say, on one hand, I believe God, I believe in Jesus Christ, and yet not be a member of the one church that the apostles established through the preaching of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as it's recorded in the holy book called the Bible. Make your calling and election sure. Make your calling and election sure. This book tells us in Revelation chapter 20 that God keeps a record on all of us. And at the judgment, he's going to have our record. He's going to have the record. Read Revelation chapter 20. He's going to have all of our records. And he's going to have his record open at the judgment. And we're going to be judged out of those things which are written in this book. So if your record doesn't coincide to his record, you're going to hear him say, "Depart from me. I never knew you." But if your record coincide with his record, the Lord will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up higher. I'm going to bless you to be ruler over many things." What is your answer? Do you want to serve him? Do you want to be saved by God this morning? It's your call. You've heard the word. Do you believe it? Are you godly sorrowful for the sinful life that you've lived? Then you come and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and we will baptize you in the water, and God will add you to his adopted family. Everything is prepared. The water is prepared. The garments are prepared. The only thing that we don't know about is, are you prepared to give your life to the Lord based upon what you can read, not based upon what the preachers say, but based upon what you can read in your Bible? Get on board. Get on board. This train is moving out. Moving out. Get on board. Come now. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected. Don't wait another minute. Get your ticket and let God put you on it on board.
Calling today, why from the sunshine will thou roam?
We have miles to go, hills to climb before
calling
we get to glory line.
Today,
come now. Make your choice.
God's choice. Jesus is calling. He's tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest. Calling today. Calling today. Bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn you away.
Oh, what joy.
Calling today.
Oh, what joy.
Calling today.
Oh, what joy.
Jesus is calling. He's tenderly calling today.
Is there anyone who's not a member of the Church of Christ that have a question regarding anything I've said this morning? Do you have a question, something you didn't understand? Last verse.
Jesus is pleading, oh, listen to his voice. Hear him today, hear him today.
Yes,
they
yes,
who
yes.
believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and obey.
Calling today.
Calling today. Jesus is calling. He's tenderly calling today.
We are delighted that God has brought us here to this place today, that we might fellowship with Him, that we might sing praises to Him, that we might be encouragers one of another. Let us thank God. Let us continue to pray, thanking Him that the Lord blessed us to hear His gospel, believe it, and obey it. So much so that we shall endeavor, as opportunities present, to share it with others. Let us take the time to ask God to bless me to be aware of opportunities to share Your good news that You bless me to hear, receive, and to obey. There are lost people in this city. God had a purpose for bringing us here. God had a purpose for these pews. And I don't believe that the purpose that God had them for ends in this area. Maybe not them, but something just like them, I think He has for us over yonder. You get the message? Let us keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty. You will meet people that I will never see. I will meet people that you may never see. But ask God to bless you to be alert to opportunities that may come your way to share a word for Him. The one Lord, the one faith, and the one baptism. Because whomever it is, they too are headed to eternity, to be at the same judgment that we are going to be at. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your attention. Go with God.